Comedy Store Wrestling is brought to you by Pro-Am Belts. They make the coolest custom belts for any occasion you may have. We're in the middle of fantasy football season, so why not get yourself a custom belt instead of a little trophy? What is this, Little League? You want to be a champion. And these are the real deal. Real leather, heavy-duty plates, nothing like it out there. Follow them on Instagram at Pro-Am Belts. Make sure to use the promo code 10FF to get 10% off your custom belt today.
This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world-famous Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. My name is Eddie Torres, and with me, as always, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
Shout out to Homage T-shirt Company. Paid full price for this.
Nice, nice.
It's my new goal going into 2023 to lose as much money as humanly possible in this business.
Yeah, well, then I'll shout out Violent Miracle for my sweet WrestleMania 8 long sleeve. I love it. And in the booth, as always, Mr. John, how you doing, brother?
Doing great.
Let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors, Pro-Am Belts. Check this thing out. It's amazing. Real leather. You got these heavy-duty plates in the front. Hit them up. Go to Pro-Am Belts on Instagram. Use the promo code 10FF if you want to save 10% on your custom belt for fantasy football. We have a lot to talk about. We're also going to do our predictions today for the crown jewel. See who can become the champion, the Pro-Am Belts CSW champion. But we're going to start at the top with my favorite thing in pro wrestling right now, Sammy Uso.
I mean, that's your problem.
That's my problem. Dude, did you watch that segment this last week?
I laughed at Sami Zayn.
Look, Roman Reigns' reaction to Jey Uso saying, "I don't give a damn what the Tribal Chief said," was perfect television.
It was. It was good acting. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, they're making me watch again. So yeah. I think this goes into line with both companies stepping it up. Mm-hmm. So you now kind of have to watch both to see what the other company's going to do.
Yeah, man. The Uzi comment was hilarious. I mean, he's done it before, but for some reason this time it just really clicked, I guess, with Roman, because he said it before in other promos. But this one was the one where Roman kind of just like, I just love seeing him break. Him and Jay, like, Jay's trying to be all serious. He couldn't even keep it together. I think the kids call it corpsing. I don't know what that means, really.
I don't really want to know what the kids are calling anything these days. That would mean, you know, I've dated a few younger girls in my life.
No way.
You know, listen, like Ric Flair says about Space Mountain, daddy might be the oldest ride in the park, but I got the longest line and a high return rate. Oh, trust Jesus me on that Christ one. So I'll say I think this podcast is bussing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is not good. Not good.
Oh, boy. John, what are your thoughts on the Usiest of the Usies?
It's the only thing that I really, truly love about what's going on about Raw right now, but I don't know if they're planning a backup for The Rock not doing Mania. Is it going to be Sammy? Is it going to be Jay? Is it going to be Sammy versus Jay? Are they both going to go after Roman's title? Ooh. Like, there's really, I don't know. I think they're planning a backup because you have to remember, like, Jay was also the one who didn't want to join with Roman.
Yep.
And he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to get kicked out of the family, and they're just welcoming Sammy in. It's kind of like, this is going to be a great match between Jay and Sammy at some point, but are they prepping them both to go after Roman at Mania if The Rock doesn't do it?
Yeah, I think if anything, it'll be Jay. I hear a lot of talk on the internet about Sammy being the one, and it's like, look, I get it. That's cool. But I think Sammy is on Roman's side, and yeah, that would make for a better betrayal. I think Jay is the one that's probably going to try and go for the belt, and you know, just in case, but I don't know. The plans apparently were for Kevin Owens and Sammy to get together again, but this whole thing with the Usi and the Bloodline, it seems to be working. The talk backstage is it's white hot, so they're just letting it ride as long as possible. You know, ride that momentum. Can't wait for the first Usy shirt to come out. I'm getting it for sure.
I mean, Sammy Mania has a nice ring to it. I imagine the fans are going to get behind him taking it from Roman. They put out, I mean, we'll get to our predictions for Saturday, but they put out the poster for WrestleMania in Los Angeles, like the promo poster about getting the tickets and like the shows for that weekend. So like NXT, SmackDown that Friday, NXT Saturday, Raw on Monday, all at Crypto.com Arena. That was a cheap plug, but like, Roman's front and center, so I imagine he's keeping the belt until then, and they're just going to ride this wave, and whoever the crowd gets behind, they're going to probably take it from Roman.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll get a Roman Rock match. I really don't. I mean, he'll definitely make an appearance. It's in his hometown now. He lives here in Hollywood.
I think we're getting a Rock match.
You think so?
I think we're getting a Rock match.
All right. Going to put someone over the Rock.
This is where Vince is going to come in handy. Vince is going to say, listen, my last wish, I don't really have a say. I'm on the board, but I'm not the guy anymore. Come do me this last favor. We're in your home. It doesn't have to be a long match. Let Roman crush you if that's what we need. But I imagine night one, Rock Roman. Night two, Sammy or Jay versus Roman. Maybe. And they take the belt.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'd like to see how this is going to play out. I would like to see Sammy and KO do more stuff because they have a great dynamic. It goes all the way back to, you know, even before NXT into the Indies and to PWG. So a lot of history there. So I want to see them do stuff. But I'm with the WWE in this sense that, you know, let it ride. Let it ride. It's right now. It's hot. People love it. That reaction, like, I know that they're doing something right when my wife reacts, because she doesn't give a shit about anything that's going on with the wrestling, but she was sitting next to me. Jay said, you know, I don't give a damn what the tribal chief said, and she goes, damn! Like, you know, that's, you're eliciting a reaction like that out of someone who's not even a fan. That means you're doing something right with TV.
And that's where I kind of get annoyed that, like, not annoyed, I love the segment, but I kind of wish they didn't break, because that would have been a great serious segment.
Oh yeah.
Had they not been both laughing their ass.
Yeah. She also mentioned that. She was like, oh, it takes away from the drama that they're all breaking, but I love it. I love that they're breaking. To me, that's just hilarious. But anyway, also on, was it Raw? I believe it was Raw or SmackDown. No, it was SmackDown. Yeah, because Bray Wyatt does not appear to be on the Raw roster. But on SmackDown, we got our first taste of Uncle Howdy. Bray Wyatt's, I guess, crazy uncle character. It's him under the mask. I recognize his voice, even with the accent that he had. Kind of a weird mask. I liked it, but it was kind of, it reminded me a little bit of the guy from Ghost, the band Ghost, because it looks like a normal face, but it's on top of a face, and there was a teardrop. What do you think of Uncle Howdy?
I'm a huge Bray Wyatt fan. So I've really liked their segments since his return. You know, it was one serious segment, and now we're kind of getting into the different characters. And he's just so talented. Like, he's probably the most creative young or youngish wrestler going right now. So I can just see him amping up. Like, each segment's getting better and better. And it'll be interesting to see what they do with him at WrestleMania. You know, there's a couple options.
Yeah. I mean, we have it here on the list for the predictions of Crown Jewel, but he was announced on Raw that he will be in Saudi Arabia. I don't know to what extent. Maybe he'll just come out and cut another spooky promo. I just think the whatever Saudi prince is paying for all this saw that intro, and he was like, I want that. I want that here. Just have him come out and say hi to everyone, and then we'll figure it out from there, you know?
We'll just have him squash Muhammad Hassan. Like, forget him back in the game. That guy's not busy. Yeah, I mean, he's so creative. You could put him against a jobber in a match at WrestleMania, or a great. I mean, I guess there's enough time to adequately build a feud for him.
Sure.
Couple months, because it's in April, right?
Yeah, April.
So, you know, but they gotta get the ball rolling
soon.
You know, but you could really put him right now against anyone, and he's gonna make them look good. So, I mean, there's, you know, he's so into the spooky and horror elements that, you know, maybe him and Edge, you know, I could see something there, you know, the entrances, and, you know, it'd be more pomp and circumstance than maybe an actual storyline, but I just want him going up against someone who could do that grand entrance and, you know, make it entertaining.
Sure, yeah. What are your thoughts on Uncle Howdy? I know you weren't a fan of the name.
I'm bored. I hate the name. I hate the look. I don't know. Those are a bunch of prosthetics, so I don't know how it's going to translate to, unless it is Bray Wyatt. I know people thought it was going to be Malakai Black, and that didn't work out because of what, we'll get to that story, but if it's Bray Wyatt, it's way worse than the Fiend mask. It's kind of creepy, which is okay, but I don't know how it's a long term feasible wrestling attire. Like, I can't.
Oh,
imagine.
No, I don't think he'll wrestle as Uncle Howdy. I think that's just for promos.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm over it. Bring back the Fiend.
I hope to see the Fiend again. I really do. I hope they don't just bury that forever. I'm not 100% sold on Uncle Howdy, but I am interested in to see where is it going? Who is Uncle Howdy? Why is he there? Maybe it's Bo Dallas under that mask. Who knows? I really don't know.
I know there's nepotism in this business, but please don't be Bo Dallas. what you did to Sting on that Monday Night Raw segment is unforgivable. And that's 7 years ago.
Well, he's re-signed, so he's going to pop up somewhere soon, I think. I don't know. I'm curious. I'm kind of getting this vibe of, like, I don't know if you guys watched all of Matt Hardy's Broken Hardy saga when him and Jeff were doing like Brother Nero and Broken Matt Hardy thing.
Here and there.
Like, they had multiple crazy like characters. Like, he had a groundskeeper character. Forget his name now, but they had, you know, it was like a movie that you were watching. And I feel like that's kind of what we're going to get. Because as of right now, Bray Wyatt is feuding with himself. That's what it seems like.
But I kind of like that. Like, he's feuding with the demons inside of him.
Yeah.
And especially with that first speech he gave. I mean, there's actual tears in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it really lent to, oh, this guy's on the edge. He reminded me of Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon, the first one. Like, he's Riggs. He's on the edge. So, you know, I really hope they do something where somehow in a match or a storyline that all six of his characters, like, he's schizophrenic, and like, just, you know, 1 week it's this guy, you know, the Fiend, and then next week it's Uncle Howdy, and then the Wyatt family. I don't know. I guess you could get Rowan back.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe Strowman, you know, was he ever in the Wyatt? He was in the Wyatt.
Yeah, he was in the Wyatt family.
You know, maybe Strowman and Wyatt, you know, if you kind of... You could do something there with a creative writer.
We'll see if he gets buried this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, what's the guy's name? Amos?
Omos. Yeah.
I mean...
Anus? No,
Anus? That would be a nice character. I mean, we got Daddy Ass, so having a character named Anus isn't really that out of the realm. But, you know, that match coming up, and I know we're going to go over it in a bit. Oh boy, it's like Warrior and Hogan. It's either going to be great like that was because someone, you know, calls the match and gives it to them what they should do, or it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
You know, just two gigantic dudes who can't move and can't really sell. I'm interested to see if they sell for each other.
Yeah.
Because
Braun can move. I've seen Braun do a kip up. Like, that's wild. I can't do that.
Well, if we're comparing things that you can't do, I mean...
It's a lot of things that Braun can do that I can't do. But.
As myself as well. But, you know, that's, I think, a big element. When, you know, like last night, and we'll get into this, but, you know, Samoa Joe and Brian Cage, not nearly as big as those guys, but pretty big guys.
Yeah.
They sold for each other.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of a slow-moving match. But it was very good. So I love the big guys. I hope it's the match of the night. But, you know, it's either one or the other, I think.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And actually, that's all I have for WWE news, because we're going to spend quite a bit of time in, you know, with the predictions for Crown Jewel. But there was actually a very entertaining Dynamite with a lot of surprises. So let's talk about those. Number one being Double J Jeff Jarrett is All Elite. And, you know, he was working for WWE in August. So that's a pretty quick turnaround there for Double J.
I mean, I loved it. you know, it's, I think younger kids probably don't know who he is, which is crazy for me to say, because I've seen him literally the last 30 years, and, you know, his family in the business is, you know, you've got the Von Erichs, you've got the Guerreros, and then, you know, the Jarretts are up there.
Yeah, they're pretty...
of, name brand. And I like the segment. I mean, my God, like we've talked about a little bit before this, that chair shot or guitar shot was, I thought, a little stiff. and my friend Jordan said, dude, I bet you Darby asked him to do it that way.
Oh, for sure he did.
I can't imagine Darby Allin saying, give me a concussion, bro. I'll sell it. Because you could see, if you watch that segment again, and it's on YouTube, even Jay Lethal was kind of like checking on him, like, because there's that pool of blood. That ain't good, man. You can't do that to your wrestlers.
Yeah.
But it made him look like a heel. I mean, it definitely worked.
I'm sure, I mean, Darby probably just said, lay it in, you know, kind of like he does that to everybody. Like, just lay it in, make it look real, and boy, oh boy. It looked real.
I mean, but you could see, like, right before the guitar hit him, Darby jerked his neck like either he was in the wrong position or Jared just did it too hard, because you could see him kind of, like, you know. So I liked the segment. It was a nice surprise because you've not heard of Jared's name in AEW.
Yeah.
And I think last night's Dynamite was, I really, really enjoyed it. I mean, they're on a hot streak right now in terms of their Dynamites.
Yeah.
So I don't know long term, and this has always been my problem with AEW, like long term, what do you do with Jared? You know, maybe put him in a short feud with Sting or something because he took out Darby.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I'd like to see him against Sting. But he is not just back to wrestle. He's got a new fancy title, Director of Business Development, whatever that means, I guess, in AEW. He doesn't have the best track record when it comes to being backstage. So hopefully this works out for them, but this is starting to smell like a whole lot of TNA Impact right now.
Well, that Vegas promotion he ran was, I think you, me, and Sosa's could have done a better job of building a card. Like, it kind of like, it's, you know, that Vegas promotion made XPW look like WWE on steroids. It was horrible.
Here's what I'll say about AEW right now. If it oddly reflects the comedy store where the guy on top has money. He needs to surround himself with good people. He's starting to do that. Like, we keep saying, bring in the vets, bring in the vets. And, like, it's a good example because Sophie's right next to me. She's our one of our coordinators here. But, like, you have a bunch of people that have a skill set, that have a job description, that in a world where there's chaos like AEW, if they go outside of their job description a little bit, it won't be the end of the world. So to have Jeff Jarrett there, sure, he's the head of business development. But also, if he says, hey, Tony, I have an idea for this, there's no reason Tony won't listen to him.
Sure.
Or, hey, it might be good if you do this. So for me, it's more about get the talent in the building. Who gives a shit what their title is? Just get these vets in the building that could stop the CM Punk bullshit from happening. Still think it's a work, but...
But, I mean, those, you're right, because I don't know who he's, there's clearly a writer on board right now or a creative consultant, because those Elite, Omega and Young Buck, little vignettes with the guy's hand on the delete, the keyboard, and going into the computer, showing the files, delete, like, that's a writer. That's not Tony Khan. No offense to Tony Khan. He's a billionaire. Obviously, he's smart. But that got me going. Like, it got me excited because they're clearly building for a comeback, I'll assume, at the next pay-per-view. And, you know, I think it's a direct result of, you know, maybe Wyatt going to WWE and either it's Regal or Jericho or Jarrett or whoever going, hey, man, you got to step it up because they're killing us right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, it goes back to the Monday Night Wars where, you know, now it's – even I'm watching WWE now because I want to see what they do. And then I'm going to watch Dynamite and Rampage, see what they do. I'm even watching NXT. That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm watching New Japan.
Oh.
Will Ospreay last week on New Japan. I finally figured out what channel New Japan is on. It's all on Axis TV.
Yes. So
for you momos like me, I even watched TNA. I'm not going to lie. Oh, boy, they got some work to do.
Yeah, they do.
But, you know, I'm finally able to realize who some of these Japanese wrestlers are. And to see Ospreay had a great match last week.
Against who was it?
I think it was like a trios match, but it was he was with two other guys that weren't United Empire. But it was like he's man, I wish he were more well known in the States because that guy is he's like a young Omega.
Yeah, so. he needs to make a transition soon because he's already been out with major injuries. So he's you know he's still young, but he's already pretty banged up, and I think. He needs to get out of there, not because he's, you know, he's doing great in New Japan. I just think he needs to move away from the high-risk, strong style for a bit just to heal up and go do some stuff with AEW. That would be great.
Well, he does wrestle that style like Omega has, and, you know, Omega's body's a wreck.
Yeah.
Even though he looks great still, you know, you do those moves like you say, and, you know, it will catch up to you. It's just you can't do those high-flying moves and the thing he does, like the corkscrew, hurricane run off the corner of the edge of the mat and onto usually the walkway. Whoever you know that you miss that, you're effed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Darby. You know, he's like a bigger version of Darby with the stunts that he does. So I would love to see him in America more because I just think. He's just a natural heel. Like he's good looking.
He's good on the mic.
For someone who is he Australian? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little hard to understand, but like he's so charismatic that the hard accent makes you even hate him even more.
Yeah.
The fuck is this guy saying? And the bruv saying bruv.
Bruv. Yeah, that's true.
Hiding that belly, bruv. Like I had to rewind it. Like what? I don't know what he just said. So. I think it's a great time to be a wrestling fan.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, John thinks it's still work. But it's, even though no official announcement has been made from AEW, it's very clear whose side they're on now.
CM Punk is injured. So for them to do anything with him right now does a disservice because he's either going to get cheered or booed and he's taking up TV time. He's injured. Let him be gone. I can't imagine Tony Khan wants to pay him and not have him involved, like pay him to get rid of his contract. And the news changes every 24 hours. There's not a consistent story, which makes me think Tony Khan, the way he said he was going to fight WWE and all these things is through the media. I think he's feeding stories and this outlet buys this outlet buys that. There's been zero consistency. Normally, across five different outlets, you'll have at least one similar trend in the story. Like, this is what happened. There's not been one consistency throughout this entire thing. So, like, randomly last week, I'm reading, now CM Punk's dog got hit. What's going on? Like, it's all a work.
It's a work. The dog was in on it.
I think so. I think they're trying to garner sympathy for CM Punk saying his dog was hit. I think he's coming back at some point. They're not going to tell you when. He's not going to get the vignettes that the elite are getting. He's going to come back probably when MJF is champion. And he's going to come back as a heel because MJF is going to be face at that point.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe they just want to sell Larry the Dog t-shirts on ShopAEW.com.
They probably do to make the money back from the buyout.
I mean, I still think a short-term money feud, it's a little bit for the marks because I don't think the casual fan like me fully understands it, but Cabana and Punk, just, you know, short feud, get them going.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the mainstream fans really know about Cole Cabana, but...
He got a decent pop. I was going to bring him up. Cole Cabana had a match on Dynamite.
Not horrible.
Which was against Jericho. Which was good. And look, if you look at the history between Cole Cabana and Punk, them putting Cole Cabana on TV is kind of a middle finger to Punk. Like, hey, fuck you. We're putting on Colt Cabana on TV. Jericho definitely was probably the one that was like, let's get Colt on because fuck Punk. Because apparently the reports are that Jericho got in Punk's face and told him that he was a cancer and a detriment to the locker room. So Jericho obviously doesn't like Punk all that much. So he was probably like, bring him his enemy.
These are all setting up feuds.
Oh, please.
I think it's great. No, I do think.
Somebody's job got, like, Ace Steel lost his job.
Okay, first of all, if he came and shit in my mouth, I wouldn't know who Ace Steel was. Like,
I'm with you on there.
Yeah,
who the fuck? I thought he was a guitar player in Kiss.
Oh, man.
But I did think, you know, you make money off these real life things. You know, look at Lita and Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And Edge, you know, that was a great, great feud because it was real.
Oh, I'm with you. I think it would be awesome television to put Punk in a program with Colt Cabana. I just don't think that's happening because this history with Colt Cabana, it didn't just come out to the public at this brawl out thing. This is a known, documented, real-life hatred for each other that's been going on for years. And I just don't think... It's kind of like Punk. It's kind of like Bret Hart and Goldberg. Like, you'll never get Bret Hart to work with Goldberg on anything, ever.
Jesus, I would not. Listen.
I don't want to see a Bret Hart.
Well, not wrestling, but even like a promo. Like, they wouldn't do shit.
As much as I like the older guys, you know, and then, you know, like Jared coming back last night. You know, and I'd love to see Ospreay's take on Jarrett's Under Armour black body-hugging bodysuit. I don't want to see anything with Goldberg and Bret Hart. It would literally be like watching two guys go...
I don't know. We'll see the vignettes for the Elite coming back. Colt Cabana on TV having a match. It all leans to, you know, this whole thing... We may eventually get an actual legitimate, you know, promo about it, like from Tony. I don't think we will.
I don't want Tony doing promos, like,
or an interview, even anything. Just some clarity would be nice.
It is his company, but like, he's just not naturally gifted in front of the camera. Like Vince is. Now, granted, Vince has had almost 50 years of camera time. Yeah. But it's unfair to say Tony Khan should be as good as Vince on TV, but you know, one thing that Vince is really smart in is that he, in the past, some great feuds have been against guys who don't like each other.
Yep.
You know, I can't think of any right now. You know, hell, even Warrior and Hogan weren't exactly best buddies, because you knew that had to rub Hogan the wrong way. Hey, they're giving the strap to this basically younger version of me, and so on. So I think I'll guess Regal would be, maybe Jericho as well, like you said, get Tony in a room and go, hey, man, there's money to be made. They hate each other. It'll be almost a half-shoot match. You know, Cabana's quite a bit bigger than Punk. But, you know, Punk does have some legitimate MMA training. So I'm sure if it went live rounds, he could probably beat the shit out of Colt Cabana.
Yeah, probably. But I believe, I may be wrong here, but I think Colt trains too. I don't know. It'd be fun. I don't think Punk will swallow his pride enough to actually do this for the money. I don't know. It would be money, but I just don't think he'd do it.
But that's where, you know, Vince was so great. And, you know, like I said, Tony's a mark with money.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, we're marks to varying degrees. Yeah. But Vince would be like, hey, dude, you're going to wrestle Colt Cabana. We're going to do a great program. You guys are both going to do some great promos, or you don't wrestle at all. Your choice.
Yeah. Yep.
That's where I think Khan could use, you know, some help, which I think secretly he's getting now, because I do think, like we've just spoken about, AEW is getting better with the writing and the ideas. And, wow, John just got a lot better looking. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you guys can't see it, but I'm gay now because I'm very attracted to John right now.
Oh, man. So, all right, let's move on to Daddy Ass's birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy Ass. Billy Gunn, You know, I sent him a little DM, happy birthday. He wished it back to me because my birthday was recent as well. And
that's
was...
happy birthday Thank to you. Eddie. How old are you? 25.
25. Forever for the rest of my life. I'll be 25. But no, it was cool to get a message from, you know, Daddy Ass himself saying happy birthday. But they did a birthday celebration. It was a lot of fun, and they introduced a whole bunch of new merch, which I believe we need to get. We need to get those foam scissor hands.
I'm going to go on ProWrestlingTees.com. I'm going to buy the scissor hands and any other merch that the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass have. I'm going to pay full price, pay for quicker shipping so I can pay even more money. And I just love losing money. Love it. I bought an MJF doll at Target, full price, $27.
Nice.
And when the guy, when I went to pay for it, the guy's like, is that for your son?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, I have a cousin who likes wrestling. Real loser.
Yeah, I think we need those foam hands in here for sure. I like them.
I'll buy it.
I looked at that night. I looked on Shop AEW, and they weren't there, but hopefully they'll go up soon. You know.
I mean, I want that shirt that they only sell at the live, the Ooh Scissor Me. I mean,
January 11th, man, they'll be here. We can go get some ourselves.
I mean, I like the storyline. I mean, I think it's great that an older wrestler's kind of experienced a resurgence. And they had a funny line in regards to him not being at the reunion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I like the little inside baseball jabs.
I'm not worried, I guess, but it seems like the scissoring thing is super hot right now with the crowd. But they did the angle with the lawyer guy, Smart Mark, copywriting scissoring, and then now they have Swerve breaking the finger so he can't scissor.
Yeah, that was let's get to that promo for a second. Like,
that was a little weird.
At first they kind of insinuate that he chopped his fingers off, and they really still, like, they didn't show you the cast, so like I was like, okay, this is a little too much. I mean, first of all, if that really happened, and I know it's kayfabe and all, there would be some assault charges.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I like it when it's true, a little bit of truth, but, like, let's not go over the top. You're not chopping his fingers off.
I think they were doing maybe a Halloween spooky angle, perhaps, with the whole, you know, the light and the screaming. And I think they were just trying to do something for Halloween, but it's just weird how they keep... I mean, I guess it makes sense. It makes people want it more. If they keep putting up barriers so that he can't do the scissoring, then I guess more when he finally can do it, then it'll, woo, you know, people go crazy. Or maybe it was just an elaborate ruse to sell the foam fingers.
I mean, listen, I got no problem with merchandising, and you know, that's why the wrestlers wear the T-shirts. Mm. So, you know, that's why I bought the last 15 shirts I bought. Yeah. Oh, Billy Gunn looks pretty cool in that shirt. I'll buy one, or MJF, or, you know, some of the Flair shirts I've bought, but... I don't know. I mean, I hope there's a payoff. You know, it seems like something that AEW would just bail on, you know. Because
it doesn't seem like they were planning on this being so popular.
Yeah, you know? So I don't know. And, you know, the tag division outside of FTR, and I know you have Wardlow and Samoa Joe. That's kind of an odd tag team because I think both are better off as singles wrestlers. You've got the Gunn Brothers, who I like, but they're kind of now reduced as humor characters. Although I did like the, you know, it is strange to me that Billy's aligned with the Acclaimed, but his actual sons are in the company too.
Yeah. I think they wanted the kids wanted to kind of break away from the association just to become their own men.
Right.
But they're still involved. They still came out and beat the shit out of the Acclaimed. With the Firm and Morrissey, and I don't know.
And I'm not a fan of the Firm. Like, I think...
It's not working.
It's just, one, it's too many. Like, yeah. If it's maybe Stokely, Morrissey obviously is like the... I mean, my God, is that guy gigantic and ripped. You know, some guys are tall and they're not really, like, just kind of awkwardly shaped. He's ripped.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him in a program to build him up. Of course, you know, Wardlow squashed him a year ago, so that kind of ruined it for me right out of the gate. But, like, he's a potential champion, I think, because he's got a great look. You know, I don't think he's great on the mic, but that's what you have Stokely for. And maybe Moriarty. But, you know, to have the gun, I just too many. Six or seven guys?
Yeah, there's too many dudes.
And but at least it seems like they're kind of breaking MJF away from them, which I liked. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to be with the faction.
I think they figured that out. I think they, you know, we were complaining, but I'm sure we weren't the only ones. And I think they, we don't need that for MJF. Next up, I have what was the most exciting thing for me, which a lot of people probably, you know, will agree, but people like yourself, I mean, you're not too savvy with New Japan. I'm sure a lot of people aren't that savvy, the mainstream audience anyway. But Shibata came out, and that's huge. Shibata was retired. He had a really bad, like, headbutt accident where he headbutt somebody in a match, and he had a really bad brain injury from it, and he was gone for years from it. And nobody thought he would come back. Everybody was just like, no, his career's over. He has since come back to New Japan, but seeing him in AEW was a huge shocker for me. And then him coming out to challenge Orange Cassidy for the All-Atlantic Championship. And I believe, from what I read online, he just reached out to New Japan and said, hey, I want to do two matches, and it's Orange Cassidy, and the other one is Brian Danielson, which is a dream match for anybody that's familiar with Shibata's career.
Well, I hope, and you're right. I'm not going to lie. I had no idea who he was, but you could tell with the respect that the announcers gave him, the crowd was a nice pop, not like an awesome pop, but it was a pretty big pop. Oh, this guy's someone important in the history of New Japan. My only problem with New Japan guys coming over here, and we've discussed it before with like the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, is
no promos.
Well, no, if he doesn't speak English.
Well, I mean, like, no package, no video package, no introductions.
I kind of liked his intro last night. Just the, what was it, like the chimes or something? Mm. And it seemed to everyone, oh, my God, it's Shibata. But you almost assume that he's going to lose both these matches because he's not here full time.
Right.
So it kind of defeats the purpose of having him here when you know, oh, he's just going to lose and go over to New Japan again. So,
yeah.
Not to say I expect him on a rampage, you know, against, you know, Swerve Strickland, but I don't know. I wish there was like a 3-month period where they could stay here, and then you know, so they can win a few matches, and you're more involved in the outcome.
Yeah,
you know, even with Danielson, that'd be an amazing match, but you got to figure Danielson's gonna win.
Yeah, or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe he'll, you know, Danielson is the respectful, old school type guy. He might put him over just to show respect. But who knows? We'll see. I'm excited. It also brings a new layer into this whole Forbidden Door drama because, remember, we had Carl Anderson come back to WWE and, you know, New Japan retweeting WWE about this. They apparently worked out their issue. They had a double booking issue where Carl Anderson was supposed to defend his Never Open Weight Championship against Hikuleo for the autumn show at New Japan, but it landed on the same day as Crown Jewel, so there was kind of like some problem. But apparently, like New Japan was making threats, like if he doesn't show up, we're gonna take his title away. But apparently, old Trips cut a nice hefty check to them or something because the match is now canceled for New Japan, and they're just rescheduling it for another day as opposed to just getting pissed off, stripping Anderson of the title, and, you know, burning that bridge that Triple H was building. So it looks like WWE and New Japan still working together, but Shibata coming in shows that AEW is still working with New Japan. So New Japan's just playing both sides of the fence right now.
I kind of like it because it gets into, well, who's going to go where? You know, will Okada show up? I'm assuming he would go to AEW and do a program, but like maybe he goes to WWE now. So, you know, anything that's exciting and keeps the fans guessing, I'm for. So I don't know how it's possible they can work with both companies, but I'm glad it's happening.
Yeah, I don't think New Japan cares. They're just making money. And as long as Triple H is okay with everything that's going on, I feel like we're going to get a lot more of this. I mean, they also announced, which I didn't put here, Shinsuke Nakamura is going to wrestle the Great Muta. Pro Wrestling Noah. Like in
Japan.
Thought
that was going to be Sting in the Great Muta. No, I mean, they did that
shtick.
But I guess Shinsuke against Great Muta is probably a better match.
Dude, it's a dream match. I mean, Shinsuke tweeted out, like, this is a miracle, like, or this is miracle, because he broke in English. But it was, you know, it is pretty shocking to see Shinsuke going over to Japan to wrestle for Noah. I'm excited for that. I don't know if Muta can hang with Shinsuke right now, but, you know, it's really, like you said, an exciting time to be a wrestling fan because people seem to be working together. Like, it's no longer crazy to think that maybe, you know, a Jay White pops up in WWE or even a Kenny, you know, like, who knows? Who knows where this ends up?
Well, I think when you have a younger guy, not that Shinsuke is, like, super young, but he's younger than Great Muta.
Yeah.
Like, I'll assume that, you know, Muta will call the match just out of respect and, you know, Shinsuke will take most of the wacky bumps. You know, Muta will do the green mist. And, you know, I think everyone will leave happy. I mean, I'll assume Shinsuke wins, you know, just because there's really no reason to put Muta over at this point. Like, I'm excited for that match because, you know, obviously the Great Muta is, he's pretty iconic and of multiple generations of wrestlers.
Well, Pro Wrestling Noah is harder to find in New Japan, so I'll make sure to send you a link so you can watch the match.
Well, now I know. Now I know I go on Access TV on Thursday nights, actually. So it's something's taping for New Japan right now.
But it's not New Japan. It's Noah. It's a different company.
Oh, that'll be a joy to find.
Yeah, exactly. I'll send you a link.
Please do. I'm assuming it's online. I'm assuming Noah doesn't have a...
No, they don't have a streaming service.
They're not on Paramount Plus.
No, it's going to be real difficult for those not in the know. I have some connects, so I'll hook you up. Don't worry about it. And then finally, House of Black is back. I'm so happy. There was a lot of like questions and rumors, and you know, is Malakai leaving? Is he going to join Wyatt in WWE? All this stuff. But Dynamite, we got a nice video package with Murphy, Malakai, and Brody King, and Julia Hart. So the whole house is intact, and it seems like they're coming back soon. I got so excited that I went to Ringside Collectibles and purchased the new premium Ultimate Edition Malakai Black action figure, which is pre-ordered right now. So, yeah, I bought a wrestling doll, too. Don't worry about it. Don't feel too bad.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, they're action figures, guy at the Flair Roast told me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge fan of House of Black. You know, I just think Malakai and King are just such tremendous talents. And the other guy's got to get some tattoos, though.
Like, Murphy, you know, when they first announced him as a member of the House of Black, I was like,
He's great.
Super talented, really, really skilled in the ring and everything. But to me, it didn't really fit the vibe. He definitely needs some tattoos.
Like, I could see Darby being in House of Black.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I'm happy Malakai got his, you know, life back in order. I mean, I think we sometimes forget these guys are actual humans.
Yep.
And it's a very hard, you know, wrestling's a brutal lifestyle. And I can't imagine if you have whatever his issues were, because they didn't really get into it. It's none of our business.
Sure.
But I'm sure they were exasperated being in the world of pro wrestling, so I'm very happy that he's back, and I'm glad he's in AEW, because I thought if he went to WWE, then what happens to King and Murphy? They're kind of, I don't know. I don't think you could do House of Black without Malakai.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's Malakai Black. It's not Brody Black.
Yeah, so I just thought, oh, if he goes to WWE, which I heard, you know, maybe some offers or some overtures were, you know, you don't know what to believe, but... You know, the AEW is really, with the trios matches, there's some great potential, you know, like the Elite against House of Black, I'd be down for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Omega and Malakai, I would love to see those guys going at it.
Man, and, that would be a hell of a singles match. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, and then if you bring in United Empire with Ospreay, you know, that'd be a good tournament. So AEW's doing a lot right lately. Not everything is right, but, I think Bully Ray brought it up, the Powerhouse Hobbs attack on Wardlow last night, very similar to Jeff Jarrett coming in. Like, it was kind of the same, ending of the segment, you know, the sneak attack with the distraction on the ramp.
Yeah.
So I do agree with Bully Ray that I wish there would have been one of the other would have been done differently.
Sure. Yeah.
And I will say this. It's maybe the only thing that AEW did a boo-boo last night with that guy in the Sting outfit.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a worse lack of response. I mean, literally, when he took off the Sting mask, it was like...
Yeah, it was negative reaction.
I don't think I've ever seen a lack of... Like, it was nothing. It was like a comic bombing.
Yeah. Yeah, he sucked the air out of the room. No one gave a shit. I didn't give a shit. I didn't give a shit about that guy when he was in NXT. Bad move, AEW. I would not have done that. Hobbs, though, Hobbs and Wardlow interests me in the same way Wardlow Cage interests me. You know, like big muscle dudes, just big meaty men smashing meats. You know what I mean?
You guys turning this into a gay podcast.
Unbelievable.
I just love Powerhouse Hobbs, meaty man.
Are we seeing Wardlow? Is Wardlow going to get set? Is he going to lose the belt and then get set up to face MJF? Or is it going to be, there's going to be two baby faces.
I hope it's longer than that.
Yeah, I'm down for that in like 6 or 8 months or something. Down the road.
Yeah.
And I honestly think once MJF gets the belt, he's immediately going to turn heel. I think he's using the babyface run to get cheers up till he gets the belt, and then droop.
How long do people hold the belt in AEW? Seems like every 10 minutes we have a new champion, or we have a champion, he gets injured, and then they have to have a tournament.
And what the hell happened to Ricky Starks? He just disappeared.
Didn't he go down to Dark?
Yep, he's in Dark.
That's like AEW's, like, you build this kid up, it's a great feud with Hobbs, you know, he's got natural charisma, great on the mic, fans seem to love him, and you just, it's just poof, it's gone into the AEW atmosphere.
Look at Hook, man. Hook got the FTW championship. Where has he been? After his match with Action Bronson. No, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's very underutilized. You know, he's a weird guy because he's so, like, he's in great shape, obviously, but, like, he's a little smaller than most of the roster. So I don't know who you put him up against. Maybe Danhausen, but, like, Danhausen's been buried so much, you know, that I'd like to see him wrestle more.
I think we're getting that soon. I've been seeing teases on his social media of evil Darkhausen showing up again. So we'll see, hopefully. All right, time has come for us to do our crown jewel predictions. John is back to being unattractive. We made a point when you switched out.
Yeah, by the way, John just got a lot less uglier. More uglier, I mean. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
This is beautiful. What you guys are missing is... there's a beautiful blonde woman who was in the window for the last 15 minutes, and then I look up and I'm like, ah, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Steinberg, you've changed.
You've changed, man.
Oh, right. Did I just use her real name? Sorry. It's kayfabe.
But she's going to, I think we're going to give her the two names, and she's going to make a prediction as well.
Why not? Let's make this podcast longer.
Yeah.
All right.
Just kidding. I'm having a good time.
All right, let's do this. Let's start with we got Alexa and Asuka versus Damage Control. Yeah, have you not seen it? It's CTRL. It's Damage CTRL. Damage Control.
Oh, I thought you were Brian Moreno and having a seizure.
No.
Let's do it soon.
All right, so I'm going to go with... they can't hot swap the belts this soon. They just got them. Alexa and Asuka just got the belts. They can't hot shot them. I'm going to go with Alexa. Yeah, we'll do that. AA. Earl?
I'm going to go with Alexa, too. She's kind of getting her shine back. I don't see her losing, so I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss, a great song by the band Bowling for Soup.
Ah.
Ooh, I'm a little bit torn just because I think they dropped the belts to win them back in front of a big audience. Has there ever been a title change in Saudi Arabia?
Not for the women.
I think this might be it. I'm going to go with damage control.
All right.
Sophie, Alexa and Asuka or damage control?
Do I have to say it in the microphone? I'm going to go with damage control. Control.
All right.
However you say it.
She doesn't know words, but that's
damage
okay.
Control. Damage control. All right. Next up.
She knows less about the WWE than I do.
Next up, the Usos, the Usiest Usos versus the Brawling Brutes. I mean, they're not dropping those belts to the Brawling Brutes. It's not happening. So I'll go with the Usos.
I will go with the Usos, too. They're too hot right now. I mean, I love the Brawling Brutes, but it's unfathomable that the Usos would lose really any major match before WrestleMania.
Again, I'm torn because it kind of makes sense for Jay to blow the match, lose the titles, and then we have Jimmy and Sammy win them back. I feel like you're right because I feel like they just want to keep the titles on the whole family, but I'm gonna go with the Brutes.
You're gonna go with the Brutes. All right.
The Brutes or the Usos?
The Usos.
All the way, baby. Usos. All right. All right. Bianca Belair versus Bayley in a last woman standing match. I'm going to go with Bayley on this one. I think it's her time finally. Hopefully. Earl?
Normally I would, but I think we're all going to agree pretty much on the matches. So, you know, I'm going to be bold and say Bianca.
Okay.
We all just can't guess the same ones. All right, we'll just go into overtime. I want that belt. From Pro-Am Sports.
Pro-Am Belts.
Pro-Am Belts.
Them too.
You were close.
Now you see why I don't do the Cole Reeds.
I don't think Bianca's losing overseas. I'm going to say Bianca. Sophie, Bianca or Bailey?
Bianca. I knew from the beginning.
Okay.
She's just saying that because she's friends with the waitress.
All right. We got the big meaty men match. Strowman versus Omos. Man, I really don't know. I think Omos wins.
I couldn't give less shits about this match.
I think Omos wins and puts Strowman into the arms of Bray Wyatt somehow. Like, you know, him losing makes him go crazy or something. And I don't want Omos to win. It should be Strowman. Fuck. I don't know. Strowman. I'm going to go with Strowman.
I'm going to go with Strowman, too. I just don't think Omos is ready yet for, like, a major push. It's definitely got a great look. I mean, my God. When you're that big, like, you got a good future in pro wrestling, but I just don't think right now is his time. I can't imagine Strowman agreeing to losing to him. You know, he just came back, you know, a couple months ago. I can't imagine he would be like, yeah, I'll job to him. Maybe down the road, but I don't think this weekend.
Yeah, there's no way you bring back Strowman and have him lose.
I love the big guys, but Omos
is... I'm changing my mind. MVP is going to interfere. That's the only way to make the lose seem legit.
I mean, Omos is like a black Great Khali. Like,
I'm going with Omos because they have them stand close to each other, and they kept repeating, Omos is so tall, Omos is so tall. Okay, he's going to win. I'm going to go with that. Sophie, Omos or Braun?
Hummus.
She wants hummus. Okay.
Omos. All right.
Wait till you see him. You'll really want him then.
Oh, boy. All right. Next up, we've got Karrion Kross versus Drew McIntyre in a cage match.
How many times are they going to fight this year?
They've only had the strap match.
This is too much. I'm done. Enough.
All right. I'm going to go with... Who won the strap match?
Kross.
McIntyre. I'm going Drew.
It's a tough one because McIntyre's kind of in that holding pattern of, you know, they seem to have dropped him down a notch to like upper mid card. This could go either way, but since Cross won the first match, I'm going to go McIntyre in this one as well.
Okay.
Same. Also, don't care.
Drew. All right.
All right. Drew or Cross?
Cross.
And I do care.
Wow.
She's going, well, how funny
she
would
she goes to Temple every Friday. She said Cross so quickly.
Shalom. I go to Temple Bethel, but they have great bagels after the service.
You know what? I'm going to swap mine to Cross because I'm going to go with Cross. I just don't see why they would bury Cross again.
I don't think they're going to bury him, but I think there are so many ways to win a cage match that don't ruin him. Like, you handcuff him to one side of the cage, you walk out. Like, there are ways to win a match where you're not burying him. The guy could be not beat up and still lose. It could be an accident. Cross could throw him into the cage and the cage falls down. We've seen that before. There are ways that he could lose that he's not getting buried.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still switching to Cross.
All right. Yeah, I'm still keeping Drew.
All right. I'm going to Cross here. Lesnar versus Lashley. Basically, you know, the black and white cookie of Crown Jewel, because they are the big, giant muscle dudes. Another big, giant, meaty men match. Boy, it's a tough one, because Lesnar lost his last feud. I don't think he'll lose again. Lashley was champ recently, but has lost the belt and probably needs the win.
Is there any stipulation or is it?
Nope. Yeah,
the match has to be under 7 minutes.
Yeah. Oh man! Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Brock.
I'm gonna go with Brock too. I don't think he loses two feuds in a row. He strikes me as the type of guy who has a lot of stroke backstage. Go, listen, I'll lose one feud, but you're not jobbing me out.
Also, I don't think the Saudi Prince will be too happy that Brock lost in.
Right. I mean, it's a great match. I mean, it could almost be a half wrestling, half shoot fight. I mean, both guys. I think Lashley was undefeated in Bellator, which is about as, it's like saying Jake Hager's an undefeated MMA fighter. He fought two guys who look like door guys. you know, I don't really, for some reason, I don't care who wins. Like, it's not going to affect my life.
None of this will affect your life.
It might. I mean, if Flair comes back and wrestles Jeff Jarrett again, I might have a... You might be seeing R.I.P. Earl tweets on Instagram.
Oh, no.
Or not tweets, whatever. Posts, whatever. I don't know.
They're called celebrations.
Yeah, well, you know, let me tell you something right now. When Brian, you know, we lost a comic today, Brian Marino. He ran a show at the Improv. Everyone hated the guy because he wouldn't book these people at the Improv, and then he dies all of a sudden. He's like, oh my God, I loved him so much. You just told me you hated the fucking guy 2 weeks ago. Like,
comedy. That's a Mark Norman quote.
Yeah, comedy. All right, John.
I'm going with Lashley. Brock's a money guy. He doesn't care. Everybody knows if in a real fight, Brock's winning.
I don't know about that, to be honest with you.
He doesn't care about winning, losing. He's here for the money. He comes in, collects his check, goes home. Bobby's an every week guy. He's there every Monday. They need to make him look strong.
I agree with that, but in a real fight, like, Lashley's pretty legit.
No, I'm just saying in general, like, everybody knows he's a tough motherfucker. Like, nobody's going to say, oh, he lost to Lashley, he's a wimp. I don't think it's going to ruin his reputation. I think Lashley takes this.
All right.
I mean, I do think Lesnar will win, but I am rooting for Lashley. Like, you know, it's not all like right. I'm calling DraftKings and making a play, but.
So, if you want Brock Lesnar or Bobby Lashley?
Lashley.
If you had to.
He loves the big brothers.
What? Oh, my God.
What? She picks Omos, who's like the biggest person on the planet, and it's not like Lashley's a midget or a little person.
I mean, you could have shown her a picture of Josh Martin and said, this is Bobby Lashley, and she would have said, oh, okay. Yeah. She has no clue who any of these guys are. This is coincidence. Oh, do you know Brock?
No. I said, if you showed me a picture and said, Who, Josh Martin? Yeah.
That would be a great match.
Bobby Ashley, I would have said Brock.
Bobby Ashley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bobby
if
Ashley.
Someone who looked like Josh Martin just became a dominant ass kicker. That would be pretty funny. Oh. It's like Norman Smiley being the hardcore champ.
That Danhausen.
But you know, I was eavesdropping on Danhausen. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but at the Flair Roast, and the Iron Sheik's manager was talking business with him, and that guy is very serious. Like, he was giving the breakdown of why he does certain independent shows over the others, and he's like, I'm not breaking my leg. You know, I'll give you a list of moves I'll do, and I'm not breaking my leg in an indie show. You know, it was really fascinating to see this comedy character be in full-on business mode. And he gave me a free picture, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
L'Haim.
That changes everything.
Well, Virgil tried to charge me $30. I've known the guy for 10 years. By the way, shout out.
That's why he tried to charge you $30.
He knows you're loaded.
Shout out to Virgil for having six boogers in his nose that look like ice glaciers.
Jesus.
Like, it's good to blow your nose every once in a while, bro. It was so nasty, dude. Like, I'm literally talking as close as me and Eddie are. First of all, his breath was horrific. And he's trying to sell this kid a $2 phone app. And he's right up in my face. And his boogers were just, like, unbelievable. He's got management. Don't they tell him to, like, wipe his nose? He's in a convention full of fans.
I mean, he's dying. I don't think he really cares about
boogers.
Well,
I'm dying too, but I fucking blow my nose.
All right.
I don't have boogers that look like baseball bats. Lois is even leaving.
Oh, my God. All right. We got two more matches. OC versus the Judgment Day. I'm going with the Good Brothers and the OC.
I will go with the Good Brothers, you know, and I have a feeling who our lady friend is going to go for. Just mark her down for the Good Brothers on name alone.
I'm going to go with Judgment Day. They're really powering this Judgment Day thing. I don't know why, but I think that they're outnumbered and it's going to be Judgment Day.
All right.
All right, Sophie, the Good Brothers or Judgment Day?
I looked them up, and the Good Brothers.
The Good Brothers.
Ah. All right.
I hope Mark Henry's not in the main event.
All right. And then finally, the Roman Reigns versus Logan Paul match. I'm going with the Tribal Chief, of course. Earl?
I'm going with the Tribal Chief as well, but if there's one match that has a wacky, zany possibility, it's this one. You know? Maybe the Saudi Prince. No, I
wait, no, finish that thought. The Saudi Prince what?
What if...
Maybe he's a big YouTube guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding.
I know.
Hey, man, you know...
And he's paying for this shit. So I could see this guy with probably little to no... he's just a wrestling fan saying, hey, I just paid $25 million to fly all you motherfuckers over here. My guy's winning. You can do whatever you want when you get back to the States on Monday, but it's Sunday in Saudi Arabia.
You think the Saudis are invested in YouTube?
Maybe.
Hey, man, what if Jay costs Roman the match? Distracts him and then one lucky punch.
They keep talking about the one lucky punch, and that's why I'm going with Roman, because they're really selling it like anything can happen. We know what's going to happen, and I think it's smart to get Logan's first loss out of the way this way.
Yeah.
We can't have him beating everybody. So,
right.
Well, he won at WrestleMania. Yeah. He won both matches. I think this is a good way for him to get his first loss, get that out of the way, and then let him become a decent wrestler. There's no way Roman's losing.
I mean,
unless Jay costs him the match by some chance. But I don't think that's going to happen.
It shouldn't. But I'm just saying, you know, how many matches is that? Eight?
Yep. Eight matches.
Eight matches. All of them pretty much should go the way we figure. But, you know, this is one that's so obvious what should happen. You know, and Triple H isn't like Vince. Vince, I think, would put Logan Paul over.
Of course. And I think that's why Logan will not win, because the fans will not.
100%. But you almost want that reaction from fans where they're so angry. They talk about it. It's trending.
It's like the Brock Lesnar breaking Undertaker streak. He wants the fans like, oh.
But that was believable. That you were dealing with a guy who could really no role. Even at that point, Undertaker wasn't able to wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
You can believe that Brock would beat him. You can. There's no chance. I mean, if we're playing characters, I think Logan Paul could probably beat him out, beat him up in real life. But if we're talking characters, there's no way Roman loses to Logan Paul.
I don't know if I believe that. I mean, you know, because the Paul brothers, I love them. I think they're brilliant marketers. Obviously, they're insanely good at what they do. But like last week, Jake Paul beating Anderson Silva, a 47-year-old washed-up MMA fighter who's not known even in his prime for his punching power. Like, who's he going to fight next? The guy from Def Leppard with one arm? I mean...
Not to mention, I watched some replays of the... I didn't watch the actual fight because I'm not paying money to watch that bullshit.
I did.
You did?
Let's just say an inappropriate old podcast fan sent me a Ukrainian link.
Ah.
Oh, God.
And it was fantastic.
I only watched the replays, but I saw Silva take a dive. I saw a punch completely miss and Silva falling to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it was as bad as that punch Brian Cage threw 2 weeks ago against Wardlow and it missed him by about 2 feet.
Yeah, nonsense.
Okay,
I mean, let's just say Logan Paul wins. I don't think Triple H is that stupid. It would be the talk of the internet.
Oh, of course. It would be the talk of everything.
It would, but I think it's going to... I think that one decision can undo all the good that Triple H did thus far.
For the fans, anyway, yeah.
We're saying this is now a money deal. We're bringing in celebrities. It's like when you see... It's what they do for WrestleMania. Logan Paul's been back three times. This is third time back, but it's when you bring in these famous people, you're just going for the money. That's what it's going to look like, and it's not going to be particularly good for anybody. Yeah, I mean, I would genuinely be upset if they built up Roman for 2 years. He beat Brock Lesnar twice this year and he loses to Logan Paul. I would be like, everything is back to the Vince era where just we're going to do not. This is a David Arquette type situation for me.
But here's the thing, you know, and I'm starting to convince myself that Paul's going to win because I'm thinking you get Jay to interfere. And then that's how you get your replacement for The Rock if The Rock can't make it to Mania. Jay versus Roman. Roman wants to destroy Jay for costing him the match against Logan Paul. I don't know. And then you can get anybody could beat Logan Paul because Logan Paul got lucky with one punch. It's not that he's better than Roman. It's not that he's better than any specific wrestler. He got lucky with a one punch, became champ, and then he can drop those belts to anyone. I don't know. I'm almost convincing myself that Paul wins this.
I mean, I think it's less about how he wins and the fact that three matches in, he's now etched in WWE history as a undisputed heavyweight champion.
David Arquette is in WWE
history. Well, that's
my
point. That's my point. That's what it becomes. It becomes a shit show where David Arquette is a legitimate champion.
All right, I'm not going to pick Logan Paul.
No, me neither.
On principle, I can't.
No, I mean, I think Reigns...
But it's possible, I think.
Well, you know, it's pro wrestling.
Anything's possible. It's whatever the writers want to do. I don't think it's happening. Doink could come back.
Doink?
Austin Theory could leave the champion Saturday night, technically.
Can this be seen in the camera?
If you point it at the camera, that's how that works.
Look at those boogers. But look at that thing. it's, it's out of control,
for,
bro.
For the ones who are listening to the podcast, he turned his iPad around. He found a picture of Virgil.
No, it's not just a picture. Look who he's standing next to.
It's a picture of Earl with Virgil, and he's calling out Virgil's boogers, holding the iPad to the camera.
Hey, at least it's not his dick pic, you know?
That's fair.
Well, you know, I was so excited to have him on my podcast. He comes, here's a WWE superstar on my couch, and this guy, for an hour, is talking about how he has a 14-inch dick, and it's something about meat sauce.
Meat sauce and breadsticks from Olive Garden.
It's like, bro, I got kids who listen to this podcast. Can you talk about your match with DiBiase so I can edit something? And wipe your fucking nose.
Earl, I really hope there aren't any kids listening to the Inappropriate Earl podcast.
That's how he refers to his girlfriends.
Well, let me tell you, if where most guests sit, if they only realized what happened in that spot.
Oh,
Earl, you've got to slow down. Why? You're not in my vagina. Oh, my bad.
Okay.
That
was an experience need to be a part
Sophie.
Of.
Yeah,
Sophie, Roman Reigns or Logan Paul?
Logan Paul.
Do you know Logan Paul?
Of course she does.
Is he the only person that we've named so far that you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Logan Paul. You know what? I mean, it's possible, man. That's all I'm saying. I put Bray Wyatt down because they announced that he's going to show up. I don't really know what we would put. I was kind of hoping like...
We could predict what match he shows up in. I imagine we're going to start a feud at this point. My guess would be Cross.
Well, I tell you what. We're talking about these wild scenarios.
Oh, no.
No way Logan Paul can win. What if Bray Wyatt causes Reigns to lose?
He's a baby face.
They're also not... They've
he'll
already
get booed
discussed.
Out of the arena.
It could be Uncle Howdy, whoever Bray Wyatt is that day.
I mean, well, I'm going to put that down as Earl's answer. So he can lose the belt.
I mean, what is... maybe Mike Rotundo comes out.
I'm just thinking, like, they've had the discussion, and this is Dave Meltzer reporting, that they were wanting to push Wyatt all the way straight to the championship, but they feel that was a failure last time. They fucked up when The Fiend became champion, like, right away. And then it's like, where do we go from here at this point? So I don't think they're going to make that mistake again.
Well, they're making an AEW mistake right now. They have too many potential champions and nothing to do with them. So we have Roman Reigns at the top right now. He's going to probably take a break as soon as he loses a title. Not a big deal. Cody's coming back eventually. Still think that's a work. You have Bray. They're building Sammy. Kevin Owens is going to come back into the picture. It's going to be wild to see how they... Seth Rollins is... I mean, they gave him a belt because he needs a belt. There's no reason he shouldn't be a champion.
Oh, shout out to Seth Rollins' blonde hair. It is back.
It is back. I thought that should have been the number one news story.
Yeah.
it's interesting. They're going to run into an AEW problem where you have too few belts, and I just hope they don't think the solution is create more titles.
Yeah. Man, you know what? I'm going to say Bray comes back maybe during the Braun Strowman match. And that's how he takes Braun Strowman into the faction. I'm going to go with that.
That's fair.
Unless it's just, you know, like I said, the Saudi prince just wanted to see that cool entrance with the door. And he just comes out and cuts a promo and then leaves.
That's
but
my
I would
guess.
Like for him to start something.
So pick a decision. Make a decision. Is that
Braun. He comes out in the Braun match.
Earl
said Roman match. You're saying cross match.
No, I'm saying promo.
Promo?
Yeah.
Promo. Okay.
All right, Sophie, how do you think Bray Wyatt is going to be used on Sunday?
Promo.
Okay, she's going with promo.
How's this look?
Oh, my God.
What are we looking at? Oh, my God. All right.
I think we could have one more under. Let's do an under over for a tiebreaker. How long do we think the Roman match goes?
Ooh. Roman, Logan, Paul.
We have to pick an exact time. I'm going with 18 minutes.
How many?
18.
18 minutes.
I think they need to give these people a show. Logan's done about that long. I think he did maybe 12 to 15 minutes with The Miz.
All right, 18 minutes. I say 8 minutes.
I'm like those assholes on The Price is Right when everyone's betting and they bid $1. I'm going to bid 2 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry. I'm going to go 14 minutes and 38 seconds.
Okay.
I really think it'll be somewhere in between the time you guys chose. I mean, I don't know what the longest match is going to be.
I have a feeling it's either Roman or Paul are going to win with one punch. That's why I went low.
I think there'll be a wacky ending.
I think there's going to be, like, there's going to be a surprise punch from Logan Paul, but Roman's going to kick out. I think it's going to throw people off. There's no chance. I refuse to believe Triple H is that...
I think Orange Cassidy comes in and gives them both orange punches and gets the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm in for that. Sophie, how long do you think Logan Paul will fight for?
12 minutes and 49 seconds.
12:49. Okay.
12:49. All right. So we have our predictions in. Whoever, you know, we did this for Extreme Rules, but there was a tie. I don't think we're going to get a tie. We have a lot of variety in our choices here.
And we have Sophie, who's probably going to win it all.
Yeah, I know.
But we will crown a first ever Comedy Store Wrestling champion after this. But that'll do it for us today. Make sure you follow us at Comedy Store Wrestling on Instagram, at Stores War on Twitter. Leave some comments. Review some iTunes and leave some reviews. Help us fight the algorithm. It's difficult, and you know we're doing our best. You can follow me at RRBG Podcast. Earl,
I'm at Earl Skakel everywhere. Of course, there's Inappropriate Earl Podcast, and I'm starting to GoFundMe when I get home tonight to buy Virgil a lifetime box of Kleenex at GoFundMe.Virgil.
John.
Comedy Store Studios. Follow
Comedy
us.
Store Studios. And please.
What about our guests?
Oh, yes.
You don't need to know Sophie's Instagram. Yeah.
Don't follow Sophie.
Yeah, I forgot.
I'm doing this for her protection.
Wrestling fans and a model. That's probably not a good mix.
No. Please make sure to follow our sponsors, Pro-Am Belts, at Pro-Am Belts on Instagram. Don't forget, promo code 10FF gets you 10% off a custom belt.
Proambelts.com.
Proambelts.com.
That's where you're going to get those belts, and they're pretty amazing.
They really are. We bust balls a lot, but I really hope.
I'm still in awe at that belt.
I'm going to get one of these.
And they're not expensive. Like, they're reasonably priced.
I mean, these are legit. They're the actual weight of, you know, what Hulk Hogan would wear. So
yeah.
Most importantly, it's way better quality than the roast battle shit belt that they have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you shouldn't really be giving belts to open micers who don't have two jokes.
To end on
that. It's unbelievable. I mean, don't cut this yet. This is to the roast battle comics, and I really hope you cut this into a reel or whatever. I'll pay you to cut this part in. You dummies. You got Roast Battle, Battle Roast, Comic Wars, Roast League, saying it's the best roast battlers on planet Earth. No, it's just another group of open micers from all over the country that can be taken advantage of. If that's the best, I'm the worst. Get on a stand-up show, you losers. It's over. The gravy train of roast battle is over, Johnny. Your belts are meaningless. You're not going to get any pussy from it. You're not going to get passed at the Comedy Store. When's the last time you've seen Emily up watching Roast Battle scouting for talent? Let me answer it. Never. Adam didn't watch the show either the night the VIP judging was Cassie Dang, Nicole Buchanan, and Alex Hooper. It's over. Get on a stand-up show.
Oh,
losers. And if you think you're going to trash me. My name's on the front of the building, bruv. First person picked for season one, bitch.
Oh, man.
You keep your belts. Your undercard belts.
You got a better belt anyway.
This is a better belt by a better company. I'm sure they got the roast battle belts from the Compton swap meet.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
Roast my ass, bitch.